Okay, yesterday we finished the melachas basically of carrying on Yom Tif. So now we'll go back into the dinim of cooking, which we've just started a little bit. Cooking is one of the melachas on Yom Tif that you're allowed to do, because the Torah says clearly, achas she'ochol chol nefesh. The Torah says things that you need to eat, cook, you're allowed to do on Yom Tif. Now, as we learned, because food tastes better when it's freshly baked or cooked, so then even though you're able to cook before and put refrigerator, freeze it, whatever, you're still allowed to cook on Yom Tif, with the exception of a few things that are better when they're cooked before Yom Tif. Like, for instance, cooked fruit or some like jello, things like that. So it says in Halacha, those things you can't cook on Yom Tif because you could do it before Yom Tif and it doesn't taste any better on Yom Tif. If it doesn't taste any better, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tif. You can only cook on Yom Tif if there's a purpose for it, it tastes better. What happens though, if somebody did such things, for instance, it comes Yom Tif morning or Yom Tif night, they realize they didn't make the jello or they didn't make the cooked compote or something like that really they should have made before Yom Tif. So then the halacha is, you have to do it with a shinui. You're allowed to do it, but you need to do it a little bit different than you normally do it. So if you do it this way, you do it that way. Whatever is, you change a little bit in the process of the cooking, then it would be allowed. Now the question is like this. Is somebody allowed to cook bigger, more food on Yom Tif than they actually need? Well, I have 5 people. Can I cook for 10 people? Is it because I'm cooking extra? So it's allowed to be done to add more things that you really need, providing 3 conditions are met. Number one, everything has to be cooked at one time. In other words, if I'm cooking for 5 people, I can't cook for 5 and then cook for another 5. If I want to cook for 10 people, all 10, you know, let's say I'm cooking soup, whatever, I have to cook all the soup at one time. I can't do it at 2 different times. Secondly, it cannot be any effort, more effort. I'll explain in a second, very simple cases. You can't do things that would require more effort by doing more. I'll give you an example. You're cooking chicken soup, okay? So once you put it for 10 people in the soup pot, and you put it on the fire, that's it. There's no difference between 5 and 10. You're not doing anything more. But what happens if you want to make schnitzel? And then you need to bread the schnitzel, or whatever you want to put to coat the schnitzel. Or you're going to fry the schnitzel. Then if you're frying, then 5 pieces of schnitzel, and then another 5 pieces of schnitzel. So 5 pieces extra is more work. It's not all being done at one time. You have to bread 5, or bread 10, and then fry 10, right? Or let's say that's the way you're doing it. So because you're going to be doing more effort for the extra food, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tif. The only time you're allowed to cook extra on Yom Tif, we learned only 2 of the conditions. The 3rd condition is, you can't say that I'm doing more for after Yom Tif, whatever. So in other words, I'm allowed to cook, if I need to cook soup for 5 people, I can cook soup for 10 people. Providing I fill up the soup to 10 people worth, and then I put it on the fire. So now what I'm done, what I'm cooking is equal 5 and 10. Secondly, you can't do any more effort. You can't make schnitzel that you're going to be doing every piece separately. Then if you need 5 pieces, you can only cook 5 pieces or fry 5 pieces. And second thing, you shouldn't mention that you're doing it extra, right?
We learned you're not allowed to cook for Kohen either.
Right. We mentioned that yesterday.
Is that number 4?
No. This is separate din. Here we're just talking about adding more than what you need.
Yeah, but if you...
What if you're thinking that maybe you'll run into somebody who doesn't have a meal, you want to have extra?
As long as it doesn't cause more effort, because it's a doubt. It's a doubt, maybe. I mean, by the way, the whole concept of Eid of Tavshilin, the whole concept of Eid of Tavshilin is because maybe I'll have extra people. That will come that day. And therefore I'll be able to feed them, but that doesn't work only with the Eid of Tavshilin. If a person, by the way, halachically, if a person says, somebody says, you know, we might come over for lunch. Let's say, they say, we might come over. Then you'd be allowed to cook for them, even if it would be more effort, because it's possible they're coming. Stop to think out of the clear blue, somebody's going to pop into your house. It doesn't happen. Yes?
Let us assume I'm putting the schnitzel. I prepare it for 10. I don't prepare it for 5. I prepare it for 10. I'm allowed to or not?
How many people are you having?
5.
You can only make it for 5.
Even if he always
makes
maybe
what about Sorkin? We want to have guests.
Extra.
So again, if you're inviting guests, we just said, if you're inviting guests and you know they might come even, then you can make extra.
Oh,
but if you know you're not having extra guests, you're having 5. Right?
With schnitzel is not the problem.
By the way, if they come, you can make it.
But
yeah,
5 would like to have 10 schnitzel.
If 5 people eat like 10, I'll give you an example. I don't know if you know this. Like, we serve cholin Shabbos by the Kiddush. Some people take 1 bowl. Some people take 3 bowls. Yes? You know what I'm talking about?
Of course I
do. Okay. Now, therefore, if it would be yomtiv and I'm making a cholin, and I know that this guy takes 3 bowls, and this guy takes 5 bowls, I can add that into the cheshbon of how much cholin they need to make. One.
I was going to ask similarly, why are we still, the whole takana by goyim is because we might cook more.
Shemiyah b'bishvilei.
Right, but if there's ways to be marva, even if he's not there, so what's the problem?
Because the thing is, no, because when you invite, no, the part is, when you invite, if the guy pops in, you can feed him.
Right.
If you invite the guy, that means I'm cooking with him in mind.
Right, but if I...
And that you're not allowed to do.
10 instead of 5.
But that's the same, again, the Torah says I can cook. I'm not doing a separate cooking. I'm just cooking it. Here, the fact that I have him in mind means I am cooking for him. And that is not allowed in Yom Tov. If a person, I'm not putting him, God forbid, in the same category. If a person wants to cook for his dogs, or years ago they had horses, and you know, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for animals either. Even if they're regular family members. Like, you know, today people have, there's 5 in the family. Father, mother, son, daughter, and dog.
That's right.
Sometimes dog comes first, then the father and mother, but whatever. So, Puppy-in-law. Yeah, they've been puppy-in-laws. What?
Even in the case with the pot on the fire, still more effort to take the chicken out of the freezer and prepare the chicken and put it in the pot.
Using one more piece.
That's not cooking.
That's
not cooking. It's not doing a malacha.
Oh, you're saying what? Just the
we're talking about a malacha. You can't do a malacha.
Visual aspect, okay.
What is the problem to make more if you love the ochre? Even though you don't invite them, you always, you know, since your house is open and people coming.
Again, like I said, if you have a house that people just pop in to eat, yes, then you maybe think some people will come. Then halachically, you're allowed to cook for them. But if your house is not a house that's always open and people don't pop in, so then you're not allowed to. It's not Kabbalah. It's if you have a house that people always pop in, then you can make more because maybe people will pop in. Okay. So now, this is the 3 conditions, and then we'll discuss the details. Food has to be cooked at one time, meaning, you have to first put it in the pot, by the way, and then put the pot on the fire, because then you're not doing... Now, what happens, though, if a pot of soup is cooking on the fire, okay, and you decide, I want to add more chicken. After it's the middle of cooking already, I'm going to add more chicken because it tastes better with more chicken. That I'm allowed to do. Sometimes there's a din that it speaks about bread, and also pots. Foods cook better when they're full than when they're empty. If somebody wants to fill up an oven with more bread, because when it's more bread, this is what halacha says, it bakes better, so then you would be allowed to do that also, because then your intention is to make the food better, which a yom tov is allowed. Huh?
Even if not the right halacha.
Correct. But you can't, for instance, I'll give another example of this. You can't peel peeling is also a melacha on Shabbos, right? So you can't peel extra fruits and vegetables that you won't need on Yom Tov. Let's say I'm going to peel, I need five carrots and five whatever, okay? And I say, you know what? I'm going to peel 10 carrots. I'll have enough while I'm peeling already, I'll have enough for tomorrow. That you're not allowed to do, because again, you're doing extra effort. What you're allowed to peel five is what you need. Peeling is, again, the extra five is not the same, it's not done at one time. You're doing it additional times, therefore wouldn't be allowed. For instance, what happens if somebody wants to fill up a kettle? Okay, let's say you want to take a cup of coffee and Yom Tov, so you're going to cook up a kettle with a pre-existing fire, right? So then you don't have to only add one cup. You can, because it's not effort. You just hold the kettle and water's coming in. So that's not considered extra effort, but breading pieces of chicken or things like that would be a problem. The third condition that has to be met is that when you add extra food, you shouldn't say he's doing it for the next day's food. It's a similar din Hilchos Shabbos also. For instance, you're now to prepare on Shabbos after Shabbos, yeah? So what happens if somebody needs to stay up late Saturday night? The World Cup is Sunday morning and you have to watch Saturday night, you have to stay up late, right?
Shavuos wants to Shabbos.
World Cup, same thing.
Okay, whatever. We'll leave it to your discretion which one's more important. Now, I'll tell you where people spend more money on.
World Cup,
yeah. Now, what happens if a guy wants to go to sleep on Shabbos? He really thinks, I'm really sleeping because I want to stay up at night. Yeah? So the din is, you're allowed to do that, because sleeping itself is enjoyment. You're sleeping is enjoyment. But you're not allowed to say, I'm doing it because I want to stay up at night. The same thing over here. You can add extra food, but you can't say, I'm doing it for the next day. Because then you're showing that you're clearly doing this. Sleeping on Shabbos is an enjoyment, a pleasure. So then you're allowed to do it. Even though your intent is to stay up at night, as long as you don't say it. Then it's okay. Okay.